I say our authorities, those setting the direction of travel for our society, have no regard for children. None whatever. In the present circumstances, that's absolutely the least of it, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'm being deliberately careful with my choice of words for obvious reasons. That our authorities don't care, that they place no value on the lives of individual children is, I say again, in my opinion, the least of it. It's been plain to see for decades or longer this disregard for human life, family life, children's lives. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the ultimate expression of the reality of the anti-human, anti-life agenda that threatens every aspect of our society. So-called conspiracy theorists refer more and more to death cults, to Satanism, and I for one no longer doubt them. It has not been natural or organic, this diminishing of the value of life and of children's lives. I say that on the contrary, it has been deliberate and calculated. Right now, there's appropriate rage about the revelations of child rape in English towns on a horrific scale over many decades and carried out by gangs of predominantly Pakistani men. The rage and revulsion and demands for justice and retribution are right and proper. That the authorities, steered by governments of whatever political persuasion, turned blind eyes at best, or worse by far, covered up the horror, is no longer even denied. But among the most important questions in relation to the apparent bursting of the dam that held back the truth for so long is, why now? Why is this particular meat being thrown to the pack now, after all this time? I say the answer must lead to the realisation, however hard and uncomfortable, that there is a real and dreadful darkness at the heart of things. That darkness has seen the deliberate diminishing and devaluing of human life, and especially of the lives of children. That darkness is motivated to act by one thing and one thing only, and that's expediency. No one can any longer deny the rapes in unthinkable numbers, often involving the monstrous repeated rape of the same individuals over and over again for months and years, sadistic and utterly obscene. The resultant rage is righteous, no argument. But why all the heat now? Brave souls, victims and whistleblowers were trying to stop the rape gangs from the 1970s onwards. Always the official reaction was to silence and smear, if not to criminalise, those sounding the alarm. Now the whole appalling story has been blown wide open. The number of victims, or at least the total number of crimes of rape and other depravity, surely runs into the millions. There have been calls for more inquiries into how and why and by whom, and so far the response from Keir Starmer's Labour government has been to say no to any more of that. Starmer says that what is required now is action, although we are yet to see what that action might look like. To me, the behaviour of the authorities right now looks like a limited hangout, a bid to put as much distance as possible between themselves and all the horror. I say the abuse, rape and murder of children is endemic, that it's never far away and never has been, and that our systems are rotten to the core. Whatever happened to countless, mostly forgotten English girls is what happens when countries are run by authorities that care only about power and control. Again, to say that much, using that language, is only the least of it. It's plain to see that our authorities, for decades, knew what was happening to those girls. And we know that because those authorities were told as much over and over again by victims and whistleblowers who are now wholly vindicated. Our authorities knew what was happening and didn't stop it, which as far as I'm concerned is the same as having been happy to let it happen. This is a damned tough bullet to chew, but it matters to confront it as an awful truth. It was known to be going on and it wasn't stopped, and victims were made criminals instead of being rescued from their hell. And so the horror was allowed to carry on unchallenged and uninterrupted. And now, the latest factotums for authority admit the victims and whistleblowers were right and telling the truth all along. I ask again, why now? Who is served by this timing? For a start, I would say that it facilitates the illusion that the rape and murder of children is some sort of aberration, the behaviour only of enemies in our midst, enemies who are now spotlit and targeted after all this time. I say again, those monsters should be spotlit, and justice must be seen to be done. But to infer from what is happening now, reported on front pages and home pages of mainstream media, is the once and for all lancing of the boil. I for one don't buy it. If we are invited to look at it all now, to know it all now, then I say that's because the timing suits someone's agenda. The truth isn't being acknowledged because acknowledging the truth is the right thing to do. It's being acknowledged now because to do so is politically expedient now, a means to an end, no more and no less. I also ask why Elon Musk is so energised right now about highlighting the industrial scale of the rape of English girls in English towns. I ask that question in light of sinister and frightening revelations that have been coming out of the US regarding human trafficking, specifically the trafficking of children and babies. And those sinister revelations have been coming for years as well. Talk there is of hundreds of thousands of children known to have crossed the US southern border in the recent past, having effectively disappeared, inasmuch as the authorities in the US can no longer account for their whereabouts and safety. God alone knows the fate of those children. Even President-elect Donald Trump has suggested they may be dead. The recent movie The Sound of Freedom sought to highlight the US horror of human trafficking, and yet the film itself, not to mention some of its creators, were predictably targeted for vilification instead of their content being listened to. As was noted in the film, human trafficking now competes with illegal guns and drugs for the title of most profitable industry. You can sell a bag of drugs only once, as we were told, but you can sell the same child 20 times a day. Even if those children aren't dead or trafficked for their organs and the rest, what hell is theirs right now? And so with all of that going on, with the thought of so much US homegrown horror, why does Elon Musk choose this moment to focus on the horror here in the UK? Let me be clear, as we say, I don't care what happens to Starmer's Labour administration, for the same reasons that I didn't care what happened to Rishi Sunak's Tory administration. When it comes to Musk's intervention, I'm only asking why here and why now? Here in the UK, the wholesale rape of children, the rest of the depravity, has been being reported for 40 years. If it was ignored then, if the victims and whistleblowers were fit only for dismissing then, ridiculing and criminalising then, if it was to be made invisible then, and for all that time, why is it being admitted and acknowledged now? None of this, not a word of what I'm saying, is intended to diminish one iota of the horror, far less to distract in any way from the unforgivable wickedness of those rapists. But why now is always a question worth asking. If there's authentic determination to seek the better protection of and justice for children, all children everywhere, will the world ever be allowed to see the names on the fabled Jeffrey Epstein client list? Epstein's erstwhile partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, went to jail for her part in the abuse of children. But she's alone in that fate in relation to Epstein and his island and the so-called Lolita Express. Whoever else was taking trips on that jet plane, whoever else was making use of underage girls, which is to say children, which is to say raping them on that island, I don't think it was predominantly men of Pakistani origin. Why are the powerful, the authorities, interested in some monsters, but not all. If the monsters are billionaires with Rolexes and Savile Row suits, funding politicians behind the scenes, do they get a free ride? Society is headed in one direction and one direction only. You might just as well say it's to hell in a handcart. But to be more specific, we're being herded into digital slavery, back into feudalism. This may sound out of context, but it's the whole point, because everything we're being fed right now is to keep us distracted from the cage. Democracy is an illusion, loss of freedom and rights a certainty. Endless war pays for all of it, and the latest instalment is coming down the line even as I speak. Once again, and as always, we're being manipulated, our worst fears played upon. Monsters who've been protected for half a lifetime, for some purpose, are now exposed. High time too, and let them be damned to outer darkness for eternity. But ask also, why now? If you think the outrage coming from on high is sincere, there's a bridge in London I could sell you. Sincerity is not the point, far less the inspiration. The point is that the exposure of the monsters suits someone now. There's blood in the water right enough, but it's the blood of expendable monsters whose time has come. In the US, will the general population shortly be frightened by the thought ISIS is already moving in their midst and that the solution to the uncontrolled immigration that brought them is digital ID? War is peace, and so Iran is lined up as the next target. When will we stop falling for the manipulation? In this reality, ordinary lives don't matter a damn, and the lives of children matter least of all. In this reality, the powerful can and will do whatever they want to anyone they want. And again, I say that's the least of it. In our society, children are sexualised practically from the cradle onwards. Children bear the brunt of every horror, rape, as well as every other. By all means, round up the child rapists and demand justice. But be careful to get them all, every last one of them, while you're at it. For the umpteenth time, I say this. The authorities in the West have no regard for children. That much has been demonstrated for decades. As well as rooting out the rapists, we have to confront the anti-life, anti-family, anti-human mindset that permits and drives the whole sordid lot of it.